All right, hey folks, do me a favor, set your cell phones to stun. I'm going to call this meeting to order for the Lookout River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, March 13th. Would you all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, roll call.
Thomas Lipke.
Here.
Tom Gossett.
Here.
Anthony Broadhead.
Here.
Derek Minnis.
Here.
Jake Costa.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Yolanda Whitaker. Absent. William Baker.
Present. Have a quorum. Let's roll. Next is the approval of the minutes from February 13th, 2019. Motions, changes, modifications. What say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from February 13th of 2019.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Be there or not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's in there for everybody to look at. Next up is the chairman's report. $275 million man-made project that is a flood control slash recreational project that if you don't do maintenance and pay attention to it, things like the yellow pictures tend to happen. We're far better prepared than we were in September of 2008 as it relates to trying to manage Mother Nature. Please never lose sight of the fact if you get 10 gallons of water with a 5-gallon bucket, you're going to have some issues. That being said, the community meets on a monthly basis to make sure there's a coordinated effort in the event that this would occur again, and we would have the preparation to be able to set the resources in those places that are going to be most vulnerable. The most important thing is to everybody take a look, if they haven't, every once in a while walk by and take a look at what happens when people don't pay attention to the infrastructure in our community. If you can't take care of the basics, you can't take care of anything else. Enough of me. Finance report. Need a motion to approve the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for March of 2019 in the amount of $836,488.29.
Second. There's a motion and a second to pay the bills. Mr. Repay, anything in specifics? Questions?
You need to buy new TVs. We need
to operator error.
No, I think I know. I think I
know.
Of the 836.48, I think the largest claim certainly is IHC construction, which is doing the bridge over Deep River.
Railroad bridge.
That's $545,769.57. So probably two-thirds of that is that amount. Garcia Consulting Engineers, just to bring attention, those are for 3 months, so he hadn't billed for 3 months. All of those, or most of them, are related to the projects that will be later advertised for construction or maintenance, which is Marshalltown Trail, which is the paving of that, the Hammond Trail, which is between the boulevard and the railroad tracks, and then Gary North, Gary South, and the 1894 culvert cleaning issues that we have. So USGS, which is our quarterly payment to those folks for the gauges that we have up and running, and then Patrick Engineering for overseeing not only that railroad bridge for $40,000, but their design work for Lake Station levee. And
any questions for Mr. Repay on the bills? For Lori and John and Paul, maybe you've seen it before. Remember when we didn't have any money? Paying the bills now. Got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Thomas Lipke.
Yes.
Tom Gossett.
Yes.
Barnett,
yes.
Derek Minnis.
Yes.
Dave Costa.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, Dan.
Going on to the report, just to hit some of the highlights. In principle, we have an agreement with Munster, the county, and ourselves to start fixing some of Hart Ditch's issues that we have. We're circulating an interlocal agreement. I would expect in the next month or so that we would formalize that agreement, but we should be working on fixing some of the hard ditch issues this summer, pending the permits. We're continually pursuing land acquisition for the ones that we have that are outstanding from the core project, which are about 30 parcels. All offers have been out, and we've already received some feedback from some of these folks, and so hopefully at the next meeting I'll have some more good news as far as people agreeing to accept our offer. The railroad bridge, as we mentioned, they are going to be shutting down, at least as of yesterday, the plan was to shut down the line, the temporary line that they have constructed, and move to the more permanent line starting tomorrow. So the actual railroad itself will be shut down from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. while they make that changeover to the permanent line that they just constructed. So if anyone's interested, certainly to go out there on a nice day, I would make arrangements, help you make arrangements to go visit that site. Longwood Golf Course, we talked to the folks from Will County. They're interested in possibly pursuing the purchase of Longwood Golf Course, and we're looking at ways we can help with that cause, because early on in my tenure, that has been long proposed as being a storage and detention area. And so we're waiting for all parties, which would be us and the county and the town of Dyer and some other interested parties, to see how we can work together to possibly have that come to fruition. Natalie, I don't think, did make it. She was running late, so I'm sort of doing her quasi-report. The leaky wall in Munster by the Munster Met Inn, they have the design money. They're working on putting together the bid specs for that, and they, according to her email, want to award that this summer. So that portion, I think the 600 feet, will be corrected, along with the issue at the Arbogast Deep Tunnel project, where they have an issue with the trash rack, which has been not functioning properly since I started here in 2010. So,
just right on it, huh?
Well, I mean, the problem, and I'm not an engineer, but the problem is it puts too much pressure on the actual rake itself, and it can't work it, and it ends up breaking and overheating, and then you end up doing it by hand, which is dangerous, especially during a lightning storm. People are carrying rakes around, long metal rakes hanging over the top of a rack. So,
who designed that, by the way?
Not us, but it was the Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh.
Trying to be nice. Harrison is slow. We have expressed that to our project engineer, which is DLC. We would hope that they would pick up the pace on that, and supposedly they will be, weather permitting. So now that the weather is permitting, I'm hopeful that I see some more action on that issue. And then the pedestrian bridge. For Chase, there has been found an alternative route to get that bridge going, so that bridge should be moving here in the spring. They're going to go through a road that leaves Lake Edith and moves across to Chase. I believe it's 27th, or it could be 31st. So that will be happening, so that's better news than what we had before, because as you remember, NDOT was doing the deck of Chase Street. We couldn't really go over that, so they found an alternative way. And Kennedy Avenue, as all know, has been suspended for the time being, and I think the anticipation for that is to possibly rebid that in the fall of this year. That's really all I have, unless there's some other questions.
Any questions for Mr. Repay?
Mr.
Repay.
The pedestrian bridge, is it north or south of the interstate? The alternate route.
It's south of the interstate.
Okay.
And I wish I could remember the street. I'm blanking, but
okay, yeah. No worries. And then on the project tracker, there is one contract that looks like it's coming in significantly under budget. I just wanted to make sure the calculation that I know it's an auto calc and I think I created it. I just want to make sure it's right. Pump station easements, they're 60% done and they're going to come in 60 grand under.
We're hoping that, I mean, we're assuming that the communities will donate those easements to us. Jody and I have been working through the title work, and the issue was, for whatever reason, the previous folks got temporary easements over them, and then they went away. And so if they would have just kept with a permanent one, so what we have to do is to convert the temporary into the permanent. For the city or the municipality, it makes no difference. It's just over the top of a pump station. We have the same access. So in the past, for the temporary, they gave it to us for free. We're hoping the same holds true.
And that's what's driving the forecast down?
Right.
Okay.
Because most of it is all public entities. It's not like there's very few to get access are private individuals that we have to get access. Like, for instance, there's one in Ironwood that we have to go over a road that is owned by the city of Gary. So I'm assuming we're getting charged to drive over the road that's there.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Ware?
Tim, you feel confident that Ellis is going to start moving in an accelerated schedule on Harrison Street?
I believe, after speaking with our engineer, they will be. They wanted to wait, make sure the weather was right, and we all grown up here in Northwest Indiana. The weather's never 100% right, but we think they'll get moving here quickly because I know they're working on other projects, and so our project should be well in line. Now, the initial issue with that was the delay with the NIPSCO power lines and then some reworking, so they couldn't really do much of the work in the wintertime, but now that the weather seemed to have changed, a la my sinus infection, we believe that they should start working and we will get more progress here. It's supposed to be complete this summer, so we needed to get moving.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Repay? Then, subject is Main Street, the repair of the bridge. Is there anything that has an impact on the flow there or any benefits that we can glean while this is under construction or just on course?
I think for Main Street, they're taking, if I remember the plans correctly, they're taking the piers, some of the piers out of the water and moving them back further up onto the bank, and then they're going to help with some riprap along the thing, so that will help with the erosion from some extent, but that's, you know, we had some blockages in that area, but it wasn't tremendous. We usually get in trouble further down Hart's Ditch when the older trees are there, not in the newer subdivisions.
Thank you. Anybody else? Moving right along. No Ms. Mills, so do you want to have a brief update on any of this?
Yeah. The only major thing that she told me about was the Munster leaky wall, which was what we'll call it, that occurred last February, and that she believes that she has the plans or will have the plans ready by this summer. I mean, besides what she was going to talk about, which is the mitigation, they're working on it. But it's, I mean, the for the importance as far as flooding is concerned, that leaky wall situation, which is about 600 feet or so, is critical because we don't want to be dealing with that.
Right. So here's my thing on the leaky wall. Considering the fact that it's already been a year and they're still messing around with paperwork, what's the game plan when we have a whole bunch of water over there?
Well, they gave us the game plan when it happened mid-event, and that's basically to dig a trench and pump it back over the wall. That's what we were instructed to do to relieve the pressure. That's what we're expecting to do if this
is happening. Dig a trench and pump it over in the... Really?
Yeah.
All right, so we have access to get there and to do all these things and the equipment because they're not getting it done quickly. If they do, well...
So we would go through the Munster Med-In. We would go through the Munster Med-In parking lot and go back there where we have our easement and to get down on the wall. Because that's where it basically is. It's just off the Munster Med-In parking lot going back to, I think, approximately the 1,000th block of River Drive. That neck of the woods.
And those folks were devastated by all this stuff. So, you know, to watch this not even a, you know, a decade later already popping holes is...
The unfortunate thing is, you know from experience, we don't control this contract.
No, we don't.
So...
That's why I'm saying make sure that we know what we're doing and have that all set up, because we're going to need a call on it. So I'm sure Munster's ready to go. Is that who our primary partner
That's
is?
That's it.
And four. Okay. Anything else? Derek, anything you want to say about the mitigation?
No, I think both project mitigation and the mitigation over marsh, both of them are working on tree cutting at this point. I know they probably have a deadline for cutting down trees, probably mid-April, so I figure that's what they're working on now.
Thank you. All right, moving right along. Other issues, new business?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to authorize our esteemed executive director to advertise for bids on the Marshalltown, Gary, Indiana, levee paving project.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion, Mr. Repay.
Feel a little bit of pride here. Marshalltown, as you know, sank a little bit since our last inspection. So we were already working on doing...
The whole place?
Not the whole place, about a couple hundred feet of it. It settled, and we televised some of the culverts in the area. Nothing seemed to show as being the cause. And so we're going back, and we're going to build it back up and then pave the top for purposes, dual purposes. One, for us, certainly for maintenance, it makes it easier. And then for the neighborhood to use as sort of a trail to walk, ride their bike, whatever they need to do.
Okay, any questions on that? Got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert. Yes.
Tom Vazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Burnett.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to authorize the executive director to advertise for bids on the Hammond Levee paving project.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
And there's a second. Mr. Repay.
Similar to Marshalltown, although this segment didn't sink, but we did learn from the February event that we just spoke about, was that when we had to get back there, some of the vehicles had a difficult time with the topsoil, and as wet as it was, if you remember, it was snowing, it was just a mess. So it was decided that it would be best to pave that so that we could get back there during all conditions. We didn't include that in the initial one when we did Hammond, but the event sort of drew us to that conclusion.
Questions for Mr. Repay? I have one. You said this is the boulevard to the railroad track. So
the boulevard where Planet Fitness is, so the boulevard going to the east all the way back to the railroad tracks where we have that large I-beam filled with concrete that we have to crank across the railroad tracks that we're just going to use sandbags for. That's where this is going.
So is the paving on the south or north end side of the river?
It's on the north side of the river.
Okay.
Where the Murphy property is.
You're just bringing up all kind of great stuff.
Well, right? I'm not tucking my shirt in, so you're sort of...
Lori?
So, no, it's on the north side of the river going back. We don't have it to the south side because the south is highland, and we can go from the bike trail, which goes by the transmission lines, and we can get there from that location, from highland. It's more difficult from Hammond.
Got it. Any other questions? Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Lizzie.
Yes.
Tom Vazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Bronick.
Yes.
Derek Nimitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to authorize our esteemed executive director.
Thank you.
Following Dave's lead, to authorize the advertised bids for the Gary South Maintenance Project.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And second. Mr. Repay.
This is something that has to happen every 5 years, and so it's been 5 years for the south portion of Gary South to be videotaped as far as all the culverts, all the sluice gates. That all needs to happen, and then we're going to also look at, although there's not as much, the caulking in between the joints of the walls, where there are walls, that has deteriorated over time, and so since we're in there, we want to fix that. So Gary South, like I said, was last done in 2014, and then so this would be the fifth year, so we would have to do it. So we have to present this as a part of our inspection report to the Army Corps so they can approve us.
Just help on where the bookends are for Gary South.
Gary South is roughly Clark Street, probably that's actually Chase Street, is Gary South all the way to Martin Luther King. So Chase, as it goes back to the railroad tracks all the way to Martin Luther King, because if you go to the west, it goes into high ground between Clark and then Burr, sort of a hammerhead where it cuts into where we usually get that gate stolen. So we've already done Burr Street. We did that as part of last year.
Right. And this, is, again, as Dan mentioned, is part of the plan that we have to do, meeting the specifications by the Army Corps of Engineers to meet the levee project's maintenance parameters. Any other questions for Mr. Repan? This one. Got a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlesky.
Yes.
Tom Vesecki.
Yes.
Anthony Remitz.
Yes.
Derek Minnitz.
Yes.
Dave Castle.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Tony Baker.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to do some more paving, so I'd like to authorize the Executive Director to advertise for bids on the Gary North maintenance project.
The motion is there. Second.
Second.
And second, Mr. Repay.
Very similar to the Gary South, Gary North runs from Klein Avenue, roughly Klein Avenue, to Martin Luther King. The added bonus that we get with Gary North, which is the longest segment that we have to deal with, is the four culverts that run underneath the expressway. That's a challenge. That's a good word. Yeah, I'm trying. They fill up with silt. So they need to, certainly be inspected. They were last inspected, I believe, in 2015. Our goal is, because we have the funds available at this time, we want to accomplish both of these at the same time so that we can just get it and possibly even bid them, see if we can get both of these, Gary South and North, we can get a better price as well. So, but that caveat, the one with the four culverts underneath is the trickiest of it all. And if you remember, this was the segment that had the mystery sludge or whatever that was in
the lava flow.
It was lava. I think it was someone that poured concrete in there. So that shouldn't be an issue this time. They should all be responding well. And if I remember correctly, there was only one seal underneath the expressway that had to be repaired when they did the cleaning.
So just for the cool factor, remind everybody how tall these things are.
I believe they're 9 feet, and they're 500 and some feet long. So I didn't take the challenge of going walking underneath them. I didn't get enough life insurance, evidently, clearly. But they can fit a bobcat in there. That's how they clean them out. I mean, so it's an operation, and it's not cheap. So, but it's something that we need to do, and unfortunately, the first two, I believe, always get filled because they're the ones that are closest to them.
So as part of that, it's not only cleaning it out, is they also do a visual on the culverts in and of themselves?
Yeah, you have to videotape it. If there's any problems that are noted, we give that to the Corps immediately, especially underneath the expressway. We also coordinate that with NDOT, since we don't want 94 to be shut down for any particular reason for anything like that. So they'll be a part of anything that we inspect, and they get copies of the video just so they have it for their records.
Got it. Any other questions for Mr. Repay on this one?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You had said you wanted to try to get both of these done this year. Makes sense. Do we have to call that out in the bids? As of now, these two separate motions will be two separate bids. Do we need to let the prospective bidders know that if you'd like to bid on both for a combined maybe cost savings for us?
I believe that's going to be called out in the advertisement. I don't have that for sure because I didn't double-check that today. But I know that's going to be what we talked about in the past, was that to be a possibility, so that since everyone, it makes sense. You sure. Just flip right through all of it. Like I said, the issue is going to be those culverts underneath the 94. That's going to almost have to be a separate number because it's going to require just a whole different group, I think, of people out there. It's not simply videotaping and getting your little vector truck to clean out the culverts. This is a full-scale challenge. That's always a good word. You can always go to that word, challenge.
Understood, okay.
Because you can't cuss in these meetings.
No.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Repay?
One question in general. These projects that we just authorized to bid for are not on the project tracker yet. I get it, they're not projects yet. Do we have engineers' estimates or our own estimates on what we think they're going
to
cost?
We have them from last year. I didn't put them, but we can they can give them to you.
All right.
I will tell you that I would think that they're going to be, I mean, there's still going to be the hours needed, but we've already gone through them, so we've sort of hit some of the wild cards with the lava. So
right.
I don't expect any of them to really to be causing us trouble. We didn't have any really big trouble in Burr Street when we did that last year. So, and before that, I couldn't tell you the last time those were cleaned out. So,
you know, I can't let it go. I mean, I have to go be a cervix. So is there any particular challenge that we have to worry about as far as dates because of fish,
bats,
toads, turtles, or anything like that?
Well, you're going to have to get a permit for working in the waterway for sure, but, you know, for those four culverts. But I don't think it's going to be any big challenge because it's not like you're cutting down the entire channel. It's just you're working within it.
It's a pretty big segment of moving that river, so that's what I'm saying.
The good thing is
we shut it down. Don't you shut down a bunch of those culverts?
Well, just one at a time.
One at a time.
So the good news is we have a state partner along with us that needs this to happen anyways for their highway issues. So that usually tends to help in the permitting process.
That might also help with our other issue. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. Any other questions on that?
I feel like I was cross-examining there.
Mrs. Lambert, sorry.
Tom Bastecki.
Yes.
Tom Bastecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Derek Emmett.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes, ma'am. All right, moving right along. Next up, my favorite statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us move this along, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and let's go. 1. They get mad at me because I take too much time. 2. 3. All right, over here. Mr. Castellanos.
Oh, okay, you're going to start off with me again.
Sure.
Okay, well, good. I'm going to hold the good news last. But I do want to say one thing. Regarding to the Marshalltown project, I've been over there and speaking to the residents a number of times, and those individuals over there are, you know, they have gardens, and they're trying to do a lot of good things, and they have a big problem with the bat, with the mosquitoes. And I'm just reaching out to anybody out there if they can find some kind of way to help these particular residents control those mosquitoes so they can live in harmony and enjoy the area that's in that area. So that's one thing I'm making a point of. The other thing I want to make a statement on is the fact that recently we had on our WLTH radio program, we had two individuals, and this was Mr. Roman Bronson and Mr. Kevin Comerford from the Construction Advancement Foundation, and the other gentleman is from the Indiana plant. And this is all through our great and esteemed representative, Mr. Ron Ware, who helped bring this about. And so what we did here is that they're going to have a it's going to be a construction and skilled trades day at the Gary Career Center, and I have applications for anybody who wants to attend. And just to show you, not only do we do work here for the commission on the river basin, but we also, as individuals and commissioners, we also reach out to the community. And this is one of our community reach outs that we're doing. And I have applications for those individuals. You can be high school or whatever, but I have the applications here if you want to take it. It's going to be on March the 20th, and that's going to be at the Gary Career Center on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And believe me, this is a great opportunity for any individuals, men and women, to take advantage of this particular program. On that note, I close. Thank you.
Mr. Nivitz.
No comment.
Mr. Brodnick.
Quick question for Mr. Repay on the Munster leaky wall.
Yeah.
How long of a trench are we talking about? And do we know that we don't have, like, utilities or something underneath where we would be digging?
It's a small trench that they asked us to do. And it's
just basically someplace where we can put a pump in, submerge it, and then pump it over the top. So we just sort of create a swale to get us to where we need to go.
Like a sump. Sump.
Yeah, it's a little bit larger.
Depending on how fast the flow is.
There's a lot of water that comes through there, or was.
Right. Okay. Understood. Nothing further.
Mr. Gazdecki.
Nothing to add.
Mr. Wyszynski.
I'm good.
Mr. Ware.
I'm good, thank you.
Mr. Wakeley.
Nothing to add.
Not bad. Next up is April 10th, always the second Wednesday. Check the website. Gauges are in there. It's getting to be spring. I think it's coming, but let's not hold our breath. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Yep, second. Thank you.